们现在读一段圣经好不好？
Let's read a passage from the Bible.
我们翻到提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy 3.
我们从第一节读到第七节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 7.
你找到没有？提摩太后书第三章第一到第七节。
Second Timothy 3 verses 1 to 7.
我们找到一起读好不好？那中英文都可以啊。我们找到一起读。
We'll read together English and Chinese together.
一起来。你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤主，违背父母，忘恩负义，不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好作谗言，不能自悦，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却废了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。那偷进人家牢笼无知妇女的，正是这等人。这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。在去年年底结束的时候啊，我有一个负担，跟弟兄姊妹交通关于末世。
I had a burden to share with brothers and sisters about the end times.
这里讲啊，他说末世必有危险的日子临到。
We should realize that in the last days there will be difficult times.
我上次我只用这一节圣经。用世界上发生的事跟大家弟兄姊妹讲到啊，现在是末世。
Last time I only used this one verse and what's happening around the world today to share with brothers and sisters about the end times.
这个、啊、我不知道，伟修上个礼拜交通啊，他说这世界的人都有感觉，现在 is the last days 啊，已经到去这个时代的末后。
Brother Wei Shou last week also shared that even people of the world also have this feeling that we are in the last days.
但我不知道大家有没有看新闻。
I don't know if you've been looking at the news.
我大概一个月前哈，这个我看到，我当然在 internet 看的，我看到新闻，他说有人写计算，他用数学计算，五月二十一号，今年五月二十一号 is the last day。
I saw in the internet some people are saying May 21st of this year would be the last day.
那这是真的一个新闻出来哈，因为他的确计算就是到了。
They were counting something and then they figured that May 21st would be the last day.
我在上班，Sherry也打电话，哎，有人写五月二十一号 the last day.
I was at work and Sherry even called me up to tell me about this news.
让我们知道主说那一天人不知道的，你不要去计算哪一天。
Of course we know that the Lord said that nobody would know when the day will be.
如果你知道去年前年他们做了一个电影2012、
We know that there was a movie 2012、
他们也是在看2012年大概就是这个时代要结束。
Same thing, they were saying that that would be the end of this age.
他们用什么计算呢？他们是计算地震。
They use the frequency of earthquake to determine.
他们说在美国最，他是不当然在讲到世界各地了，但美国它是有两个很大的地震带是准备要大地震。
They said that in the U.S. there's two areas that have a great possibility of having an earthquake.
一个是加州。
One is in California.
一个就在我们中部，不过 Minnesota 比较北，是影响比较小。
One is in the Midwest, but we're more north of that place.
所以你发现世上的人啊， 他们可能都不信主的哈，但是他们有个观念哈，就是说，这个时代快要结束了。
We know that people in the world they have this idea of the end of the age too.
So 我上次是给大家稍微从世界的一些新闻的角度哈来看到，就是说我们现在的演变已经非常在这个末世是最末了。
And so last week I looked at what's happening around the world to show us that we're towards the end of the last days.
我跟弟兄姊妹交通道哈，我常常有看这些事情啊，我就一直在想，什么都有，那么666什么时候出来呢？
And I was looking at this thing and I was thinking, when will that 666 appear?
我们知道这个是敌基督的数字哈。
We know that this number is the number of the Antichrist.
你不去查没什么，你真的要去查，原来它73年已经存在。
If you go back and look up for this number, it seems that it has already appeared in 1973.
因为就在我们的barcode上面有三个隐藏的数字没写出来，它的数字就是666。
Because in the barcode that's being used, there's a hidden number there, and it's the number 666.
我不重复我上次交通的哈，这个，但是有一个圣经讲的日子哈，给我们可以一个好好的一个对比哈。
I'm not going to repeat what I said before, but there is a day that the Bible mentioned that will show us the contrast.
圣经讲说挪亚的日子如何，人子回来的日子也如何。
The Bible said the days of Noah, so is the day of the Son of Man.
那他也讲说罗德的日子如何。人子回来的日子也是。
In the same way as the days of Lot, so will be the days of the Son of Man.
我们如果来看挪亚的日子有什么特别呢？
So what are the things that can that we can pay attention to about the days?
我们知道挪亚的日子，他那里写说人嫁娶吃喝，根本不知道有什么危险要到。
It says that they were given to marriage, and they are not aware of other things.
所以你在我们读圣经，我们知道在挪亚的日子，人在婚姻上面出了一个大事。
But we know that there's this problem with marriage at that time.
因为圣经怎么写？他说天使看到地上的女子美貌，就与地上的女子结合。生出当时代的所谓的伟人。
Because the angels have relation with the women, and then came out the giants of the days of old.
我们大家知道这是堕落的天使啊。
We know these are the fallen angels.
所以发现那时候有一个婚姻的事情出来，是生出一些不伦不类的人出来了。
So there was this perversion in marriage that ended up with this seed that's perverted too.
到了罗德的日子。
And during the days of Lot,
你发现那时候，你发现当两个天使到罗德的故事啊，你就发现当时在同性恋的事情非常猖狂。
We know that during the days of Lot, the problem of homosexuality is very prevalent.
所以如果你看我们今天呢，我们婚姻的制度也好像要改写。
We see that today there seems to people seem to want to redefine marriage.
所以我们从这个情况来看。我们知道我们已经在神最看最神圣的婚姻上面出问题。
So we see that this issue of marriage is being attacked and is having a problem.
在挪亚的时候神用水灭了大地。
We know that in the days of Noah the Lord judged the world through the flood.
神说我不再用水了。
But the Lord said that I'm not going to use a flood again.
不代表他不再审判地上。
But it does not mean that he's not going to judge the world.
是我用火。
but he's going to use fire.
说到了罗德的日子，他说天上有硫磺的火就掉下来。
And so in the days of Lot, we know that there was fire down from heaven to destroy the city.
我们知道是不是那时候就 Astaroth 那些什么这个太空的碎石掉下来，不知道，但是他是用火下来灭了索多玛与俄摩拉。
No, maybe it was an asteroid that came down, but it was fire that destroyed the city.
So we don't know if this is going to come, but this time it's not with water. So we see a lot of flooding, but God today should be with
fire. Even though there's a lot of flooding, but we know that in the end the Lord will judge the world through fire.
So when our Lord is talking about this, he said, you should be careful and on your guard.
And that's why the Lord said we need to be on our guard. Because we do not know when the Son of Man
will come.
We know that this age is going through that direction.
So we need to hear God's call to be careful.
And that's why we need to listen to the warning of our Lord to watch. To be on our guard.
你知道圣经还有另外一段圣经讲说哈，这个我们要时时警醒，常常祈求。
And that's why there's another verse to tell warning us to watch and pray.
你知道这个谈的是兰培的弟兄，他一次的教宗，他一直很强调 ，please watch and pray。
And that's why Lance Lambert in one of his messages kept on repeating watch and pray.
我们不要对世界发生的事，我们只忙着我的家，忙着我的工作，或者我根本不管发生什么事情。那神要我们 watch and pray.
We should not say we do not care about what's happening around us and we just focus on our family or on our work. We need to heed what the Lord tells us to watch and pray.
我们 watch, 我们心在被提醒说慢，这些事不要再太把我绑得紧紧的，因为 there's something, 有些东西在前面要我去顾到的。
We need to watch so that we can be aware of not being bind or bound by all these things so that we can focus, have the right focus.
这个是我十二月的时候用了一次的交通哈，我不重复了。
This is what I shared last December, and I'm not going to repeat that.
那今天我要同样用这个提摩太后书这段话，他讲有危险的日子。
And that's why today I'm going to use the same passage to talk about there's going to be difficult times.
他这里讲的危险的日子，这不再讲，不是讲世界上发生的事。
This is not concentrating on what's happening in the world.
这里讲是人发生事了。
This is focusing on what happened to men.
这里讲了二十件事跟人有关的。
There are 20 things that relate to what happened to men.
要知道哈，这里讲这二十件事哈，不是只是讲世界上你周遭的人。
And these 20 things is not about the people in the world.
这二十件事讲到你我今天坐在这里，所有属主的人都有这二十件的危险。
This 20 thing is referring to you and I. We people who belong to God, we have this, we can have this issues.
我们可能没时间去全部谈过哈，但是我要跟你们 focus 几件事情。
We will focus on a few of these 20 things.
这里讲的，如果你仔细看啊，他讲了有三个爱，两个不爱。
There are three loves and two not to love.
我们知道哈，爱这个是跟你的心很有关系的。
We know that love has something to do with your heart.
说他这里说，你爱的对呢，你这个就不会有危险的日子。
If you love what is right, then you will not have very perilous time.
但是你爱不对的话呢，你有危险的日子。
But if you love the wrong thing, then there is that problem.
换句话说，爱定夺我一生会走什么的路。
So love determines the way that I'm going to take.
我们来看一看啊，他这里第一个他说专顾自己，原文啊是专爱自己。
First thing is lovers of themselves.
第二个，贪爱钱财。
Lovers of money.
如果往下走一下，你就看到有一个爱厌乐。
And then there's the love of pleasure.
不爱神。
Rather than lovers of God.
那前面有一个呢，他说他也不爱良善。
And the another is not despisers of goods.
我先来看哈，第一个专爱自己。
First, we'll focus on lovers of themselves.
我想这个我们都非常有共鸣。
We all have same feeling on this.
对不对？我们这个看看孩子，哇，绝对是最爱自己的。
When we look at kids, we see that they love themselves the most.
但是我们如果看我们很多的关系，夫妻其实也很爱自己。
When we look at our relationship of husbands and wives, we also found out that, well, people are, they really, the person they love is really themselves.
你看在工作的环境，在学校的环境，各方面所有的表现出来，我们非常爱我们自己。
Whether it's in school or at work, what people show forth is really they love themselves.
这可以说是一个大问题。
This is a very big problem.
我们总要别人了解我们，但是我们从来不懂得去了解别人。所以我们从这里如果用圣经给我们看到，都是以我们自己为中心出发点。
We usually want other people to understand us, but we don't take effort to understand others. This shows that we are all very self-centered.
所以有弟兄说，我们今天活在这个时代。他说这个时代是一个自我为中心的一个时代。
The age today, this is an age where people are very self-centered.
我们看看世界发生很多的事情，都是因为爱自己，只体贴自己，反正错都是你。
Many things happen because of self-centeredness, and it's always the other people who is on the wrong.
我昨天听弟兄姊妹的见证啊，也蛮有感觉哈，都会提到我们要学会能够原谅别人。
I listened to yesterday's testimony, and I heard that we have to learn to forgive other people.
如果你有看留意最近儿松的那个枪击事件，那年轻人才22岁，但是他就恨到一恨那个 congresswoman 就要到他面前开枪要把他打死。
We see that in what happened in Arizona, this young man was full of hate that he went and shot the congresswoman.
我们不是说地上没有这个是有比较无私的爱。
We're not saying that there's no unselfish love.
没有，如果你们也知道，我们过去有2年前，我们知道这有个 mom 这苗族的妈妈，因为她儿子跑出马路，刚好一个 drunk driver 开过，她就冲出去把她儿子丢回她的草坪，她就被撞死了。
Or we know that there was this Hmong mother who saw that there was a drunk driver coming down the road with a vehicle, saved her own child and died.
我想做母亲的比较能够体会到这种能够顾到自己孩子的感觉。
A mother's love is something that shows that it's more selfless and because of love for the child.
我知道像澳洲这个水灾。特别在Brisbane 那一带。
In Brisbane, Australia, where there's this flooding that's going on now.
我听了一个，看到一个故事。
I saw a story.
他们的车被水漂出去了。
The car was washed away by the flood.
妈妈跟两个儿子在车上。
Mom and the son is in the car.
他们救护人员终于能够 approach 到那台车，这个。需要抱走那13岁的哥哥。
And the rescuer finally got close and gonna take the 13-year-old.
那哥哥说：“你救我弟弟先，弟弟10岁，你先救我弟弟。”
And the boy said that you saved my brother first, the brother who is 10 years old.
就把弟弟救走了。
And so they took away the brother.
但是那个水流，他们没办法再，根本来不及回来，救走弟弟的时候，车就完全冲走，妈妈跟那个13岁的儿子死了。
And after that, the rescuers could not return back for the mom and the 13-year-old.
前两天是他们出殡了，之后看了一下他们的 description.
And I looked at their, there was a funeral for them, and I looked at their description.
所以这个地上还是会有无私的爱。
There is selfless love in this world.
但是我们不能够否定，我们看自己的话，我们基本上。
But we cannot deny that when we look at ourselves, truly we do love ourselves.
所以我们求主能够帮助我们啊，因为主在这里已经写了哈，你爱自己就是很危险的事情。
That's why we need to realize that it is very dangerous, as it says here, to be lovers of yourself.
这个。
We know that the Lord is very concerned about this thing, how we love ourselves.
我们看到彼得，当主耶稣说他会被钉死的时候，彼得说一直拉住他说，千万不要去死。
We see that the Lord, when he told Peter that he has to go to the cross, Peter wanted to stop him from that.
你看主耶稣非常的认真地讲，他说彼得，他不叫他彼得，他说撒旦，退我后面去吧，因为你是体贴自己，体贴人的意思，不体贴我的意思。But
the Lord was very serious and called Peter, Satan, get behind me, Satan, because you're only concerned about yourself and not the concerns of God. That's why we want the Lord to continually remind us that we should not just be lovers of ourselves.
还有另外一个也同样很大的，贪爱钱财。
Another thing is lovers of money.
你知道圣经啊，用好多处的地方就是跟你我们讲钱。
There are many places in the Bible talking about money.
我读到一个弟兄讲说，全世界人都是财主。
I read a brother said, well, everyone in the world is a wealthy man.
那有些是真的财主。
Some are real wealthy people.
有些是假的，只是整天梦想成为财主。
Some are fake ones because they just dream about it.
其实就是想当财主。
But all they want is to be rich.
我也看最近买六合彩那个 lottery， 这个我中文从来不会讲，380个 million， 这个中文叫做38000万 ，OK， 这个 I don't know， 反正这个抽奖出来是 380 million。
So there was a lottery and the winning price is 380 million.
他两个家庭收拿到的时候每个分190。
And if they divide it up, a family get 100.
那个有一个一拿到，他当天就回公司 quit the job.
So one went and quit his job.
我有时候想，为什么 lottery 的钱会这么多钱呢？
And I think, why would the lottery be that much money?
因为每个人都贪嘛。
Because everybody.
Yeah, I just pay $1 a day or 1 month. Okay, $1 a week. Okay, 我又可能拿到。
Well, with shelling out $1, you could in return you can get a big sum.
Actually, 这次这个女子拿到，她是那天买晚上抽奖，她就拿到了。
That lady, she bought that morning and got the prize that night.
大家不要去羡慕。But
let's not be attracted by that.
你知道，撒旦很会用一些东西把人占有。
Satan can use things to occupy you.
你知道，我这个 Samuel 有一次回家，他说：“哎，我们在学校在讲职业。”
Samuel said one time, oh, when he came home, that in our school we're talking about careers.
要他们这学生们去研究以后要做什么职业。
So you're going to try and find out what you're going to be in the future.
你的结论是哪一个职业赚钱多，应该就往哪个走。
And of course, the conclusion is wherever you can make more money, that's what you should go into.
他说，他回来，他说，Daddy, 我们中国人的学生当中，差不多所有父母都是doctor， 不是PhD的doctor，是MD or中医哈，都是doctor.
That among our classmates who are Chinese, their parents are medical doctors.
他说，Daddy，你这engineer真是又少数又比较低级一点。
It seems like they're less engineer because they're in lower rank.
我可以跟弟兄姊妹讲哈，我们不知道这个环境在给很多孩子们一些的影响。
We know that the environment influences our kids.
这个，我愿意跟大家读多一点圣经哈，所以请大家跟我一起翻一些圣经。
So let's open to a few more places in the Bible.
希望大家给我翻快一点，不然你就听我们读哈。马太福音第六章二十一节。Matthew 6:21. 他那里说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
我们永远记住哈，你最看重的是什么，你的心就在哪里。
Whatever you place a lot of importance, there your heart will be.
箴言23章第5节。
Proverbs 23:5. Proverbs are words of wisdom.
他说，你不要把眼睛注视在虚无的钱财上。
Will you set your eyes on that which is not?
他说，钱财会长翅膀飞走的。
For riches certainly make themselves wings.
你知道两年前这个股票，这个经济一下来，这个有股票的人知道，一个晚上你股票少了一半。
We know that 2 years ago with the crash, the stock price can be cut into half in one day.
我只有 401k 哈，有一天他们收到的薪水单，哇！ Almost nothing.
I have a 401k. One day, Sherry said that you almost have nothing.
我是在东岸，在那边聚会，有个姊妹说，因为我那时在交通，就交通这一节圣经。
When I shared about this verse in California,
那个姊妹跑过来跟我讲说，她说。 我最近才真的很感觉钱是可以飞走的。
She said that I really have this feeling that the money has wings to fly away.
你不是能够说存在银行什么的哈，就是有一天就没了。
You could be saving at the bank, but one day it will be all gone.
希伯来书13章第5节。
Hebrews 13:5.
Hebrews 13:5.
Let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have.
So 我们过去我们都与弟兄们一直在交通哈，我们要以我们所有的知足。
That's why we share with brothers and sisters that we need to be content with what we have.
我们能够养生过活，就要非常的感谢。
If we have all our needs, we should be very thankful.
对不起，我的这个刚好写在这里是跟旧约新约对看哈，我看到传道书第5章第10节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes 5:10.
跟这一段是连住的哈，他刚刚想到存心不可贪恋钱财，要以自己所有的为主。希伯来书是这样讲的。
Let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have.
传道书5章10节说，贪爱银子的不应得银子知足的。
And then in Ecclesiastes it says, he who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver.
不要以为我得到这个我就满足你，得到是永远无底的，要
Don't think that when you have it, you will be satisfied, because the want is limitless.
然后这个在提摩太前书第六章第十节说，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己吃透。
In 1 Timothy 6:10 it says, For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
啊，这个你也可以给我们看了，诗篇16篇第四节，常常讲到的，以别的代替神的，你的愁苦必加增。他不再讲钱了，你别的你自己填下去吧，你代替神的，你愁苦必加增。
Psalm 16:4, Their sorrow shall be multiplied, who hasten after another God. It's just another, whatever other than God. You can fill in the blank.
然后在《生命记》第八章十八节。
Deuteronomy 8:18。
《生命记》第八章第八十八节，他来说啊，你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的。
And you should remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth.
我最近跟一个弟兄交通，然后呢，一些他没办法做的，哇，他去祷告。
I was sharing with a brother, and he said whatever he cannot do, he prayed.
讲到他的专业的时候，我请他也要在你的专业上祷告。哦，他的脸就拉住。
And I said, well, even with what you do at work, you should still pray about it.
对他来讲，我的专业我靠自己可以了，不需要麻烦神了。
But he changed his countenance because he thinks that whatever he's doing, he's good at it. He doesn't need God.
的确，我有限，其他的我做不了，但我的专业 I'm pretty good at it.
He feels, of course, there are things that he's not good at, but with regards to his field, he's very good at it.
不要忘记神在这里讲啊，你的获财的力量是他给你的。
But here it says that he gives you the power to get wealth.
说他能够给你，他也可以收走的。
What he gives, he can also take away.
说我们今天能够有的获财的力量上班。我们要常常在主面前存一个感恩的心。
Today we can have work. We should have a heart, a thankful heart to the Lord.
读的最多最后一段关于这个的哈，箴言第三章第九第十节。
Proverbs 3:9-10。
他说：“你要以财物和一切出熟的土产尊荣耶和华，这样你的仓房必充满有余。”
Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty.
这里说，我们要学会把钱交还给我们的主。
That this teaches us that we should give back to the Lord.
我讲一些我自己的一些故事吧。
I want to tell you some stories.
你知道我在香港，我在出国之前，我就做商的。
Before I came here, when I was still in Hong Kong, I was in business.
你不要以为这个，其实做基督徒的商人不容易。
To be a Christian businessman is not easy.
我老板就是两个都是基督徒。
My bosses were Christians.
就那弟兄还比较好，比较老实。这个做姊妹这个呢，你赚多钱，他就从心中笑出来了。
The sister, she was very, very pleased when you can make money for her.
因为我那时候是跟他们找成衣的，这卖衣服的啊，这个啊。反正呢、啊，我蛮会讲话的，所以啊，我可以替他把这个顾客的钱就捞到他到袋子里。
They have a store that sells garment, and I was a salesman, and I'm pretty good at it, so I can help them make money.
我出来之前有一年在 business school, 所以、啊、也读了一些。
And I also had 1 year of in business school, so I have some knowledge about this.
这个，但是在我出国的时候，我也是进 business school 的，但是啊，就给我有一个很大的不平安。
at first I was also gonna go into business school when I come here, but the Lord did not give me peace about this.
因为我知道我的本性也蛮爱钱的，这个啊，所以我说主，如果我要跟随你的话，这个将会成为我一个很大的这个羁绊，所以我就定义转行。
Because I know that I have this love of money, and I felt that if I'm going to follow the Lord, this is going to be a stumbling block.
这个因为我表哥跟我住，所以他是我大哥，他是做 business 的，所以我基本上是步他的脚步去走 business 的。
My cousin is into business, and so I just follow his footsteps, so I was planning to go to study business too.
但是感谢主给我有一点心要主，我就不敢走这条路。
But thank the Lord that I have this heart that I wanted to follow him, and so I was afraid to go into business.
所以在这里提到，这个我要以我所得的吃处，那时候somehow神给我有一句这个话，我就hold在那里。
And so I remember this word that with the first fruit of all your increase. The Lord have this word for me that I should just be contented.
我记得到毕业之后，我上班拿到第一份薪水。
And I remember after I graduated and I got my first salary.
你知道 TA 那些不算了，那钱不多嘛，是吧？但是你到社会上班第一个 paycheck, that is something.
I'm not counting what I got as a TA, but the first paycheck I got when I was really working.
你知道那个钱是蛮 powerful 的，你就发现哇，我有钱可以买我要的东西。
And I felt experienced the power of money because now I can buy what I want.
但是我知道这我也可以 fall in the trap, 我也可以掉下去的，所以我就定义在主的面前说。 最少十分之一的奉献，我一定要先拿出去。
And I know this can be a trap, so I decided that I want to give 10% first.
因为我知道，如果不这样操练的话，以后要我做，那越来越难了。
I know that if I don't do this now, it's going to be even more difficult later on.
箴言这段话，他说：“你如果愿意把财务尊荣耶和华。” 看看神使不使你仓房有余。
That's why in the Proverbs it says, honor the Lord with your possessions, and then you can see that your barn will be filled with plenty.
马拉基书里面说，如果你愿意最少把十分之一给主的话，看主会不会开了天窗，把你超过你要的从天上倒给你。
And in the book of Malachi, it says that if you give 10% to the Lord, you will see the window of heaven open and pour out I've been working for 23 years.
靠着主的恩典走过这个路。
And by the grace of God, go through this.
头几年我自己走过，后面这16，差不多16年， Sherry 跟我一起走。
The first part, I went through it myself, and the last 16 years, Sherry walked with me.
神没有在这句话上面失信过。
The Lord has been faithful with His word.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹讲，圣经的原则，永远你先走，神就动手。
The principle of God's word is you follow and the Lord will come through.
我们孩子整天说你给我，但圣经讲什么？他说有给的就给你。
My kids always want to take. They want people to give them. But in the Bible it says you give and then you will receive.
你知道你这个举动使我们对钱比较能保守。
This act of giving saves us from the evil of money.
这里讲了两个，爱自己很容易，也是爱钱。
If we love ourselves, it's also very easy for us to love money.
但是这本圣经我觉得这个保罗写得很好，第三个，爱厌乐。
But this third love, lovers of pleasure.
你看他用 pleasure，爱享受。
Love pleasures.
有谁不爱享受的？你忙了一个礼拜之后，哦，I want to enjoy now，哎。
Who doesn't want to have enjoyment?
So, 地上现在有的都是给你 any all kind of enjoyment, 哎，这个都很多享受的。比如说球赛啦，什么啦，电影啦，什么，都是为着给我们享受的。
So right now in this world, everything is given for us to enjoy, like entertainment, games, all focus on enjoyment.
我说今天有人要喜欢去开 party 了，这个喜欢很多 social 的一些活动，社交的活动。
People love to be in parties or have social gathering.
最近有一个同学他说，我说你信主了吗？他说我信了，但是不是基督徒。
I asked a student, he said that he believed, but he's not a Christian.
另外话题来解释这个。但是我说，哎，你要不要来聚会啊？他说，哦，他很坦白啊，他说我爱玩。
And I invite him to come to our meeting, and he said, no, I'd rather go enjoy myself someplace else.
其实我们会要去找其他使我能够理舒服，有觉得有点享受的，因为我们里面有个虚空，你还不知道。
We want enjoyment and comfort because there's a place, an empty place that's not filled in us.
这个在基督徒里面很普遍的事情啊。
This is very common.
我过去讲过爱看电视啊，我不讲了丢电视的事，这个，但是我们常常会说，我会怎么样呢？我说，哎，看完这场球赛，我就会读圣经了。
I used to love to watch TV, and I tell myself, well, after this ball game, then I'm going to read the Bible.
哎，你看完 ball game, 看完球赛之后，累得半死了，对不对？那算了，明天再读了，现在要睡觉。
And after I watched the game, I'm tired, and I said to the Lord, "Well, how about tomorrow?"
我说现在很多人很会跟神请假了，明天再见。
So we're always making excuses, and then saying that we'll see him tomorrow.
今天的问题更大的是上网。
Today there's another problem. It's going to the web.
上网还有那个 Facebook。不只去看，还有整天 chatting 的，这个整天就坐在那里。
The internet, Facebook, and chatting, the whole day you could be occupied by it.
我姊妹们可能多了一个哈，这个我听说有个姊妹每天早晨要两个小时化妆。
this is more challenging for the sisters. Somebody can take 2 hours to makeup.
如果你一个小时，我觉得你比较好。
Oh, don't think that if you only need 1 hour, you're better.
我们有个弟兄写了一个，他说有个姊妹，她一天要照镜子照28次。
There's one sister who has to look at herself in the mirror for 28 times.
我不知道她是爱厌乐还是算是专爱自己，我不知道应该哪一个 category。
I'm not sure whether that's lover of pleasure or lover of themselves.
这圣经写了一句话非常重要，当你爱 pleasure 爱享受的话，他就立刻使你，你不会爱神的。
But here it's very interesting. It says, lover of pleasure, and it's followed by rather than lovers of God.
So, 圣经另外的约翰一书里面他说如果你爱世界的话，爱父的心就不在你里面。
And then in 1 John it says, if you love the world, then the love of the Father is not in you.
So, 我们可以看到爱厌乐会直接影响我们爱主的。
So if you love pleasure, God immediately has an effect on your love for God.
我们提了这三件事情哈，这个爱自己、爱钱财、爱厌乐，又不爱神啊！你不爱神，自然就不会爱 good things 啊，那个善事啊，跟神联合的哈，我们就带入很大的危险。
So here he says, lover of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure, and if you love pleasure, you will not love God. And of course, if you do not love God, you do not love good. And that's very dangerous.
你发现了你在其他15件事跟这些都有关的，好像你自夸，觉得自己很好，或者你狂傲，这个我永远是对的，自高自大，任意妄为，都是跟这些都有关的。
A way, we can see that the rest of the things are related to this five. For example, being boisterous, proud, all these are related to loving ourselves.
我们如果这三个没过来的话，你发现世界所要的也是你所要的。
We cannot come through these three things, lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure. We see that what the world wants, we also want.
这个事情直接带到你的家中，直接带到教会中来。
And if we bring this to your family, then you also bring it to the church.
所以圣经说你不要效法世界，但是我们似乎没办法被世界不影响，我们把这些都带进来了，因为我就是这样的人。
If we do not love, if we cannot avoid that, and we love the world, then we bring it to the church.
你不要以为就小孩子会受同学影响这么大，我们也受影响。
Don't think that there's only peer pressure for kids. We are also very much influenced by our peers.
所以你看到在哲理啊，第三章第五节他就开始提到，他说有一众人在神的家中啊，是有敬虔的外貌，没有敬虔的实质。
That's why it says in verse 5 that there's some people who have a form of godliness but deny its power.
我们都来聚会，有些人看到你常常来聚会，哦，你很敬虔。
We could be coming to meeting very regularly and it looks like as if we're very godly.
或者你说 我真的很多聚会都参加，我也读圣经祷告，人以为你很敬虔。
Or we participate in many meetings and we even read our Bibles and people think we're godly.
鉴察人心的神看我们，他说你有敬虔的外貌，失了敬虔那个实意。
But the Lord could be saying you only have a form of godliness but is without its power.
因为我们基本上是效法这个世界，然后把世界带到我们的家庭中，带到教会中来了。
Because in reality, we're learning of the world and we bring the world to our home and to the church.
所以在后面我没有叫你们看啊，所以保罗说我们要学会敬虔度日。
And that's why Paul admonished us to be godly.
我引用尼弟兄的一句话讲到敬虔。
I use a word of brother Nee to talk about money.
他说啊，在你的生活起居叫人能够看到你，就看到神。
That in your life, when people see you, that they will see the Lord.
我们说话、行事、为人
，our words and our action，
我们的服装、我们的打扮
，our clothing， our clothing and makeup，
我家里的用具。房屋的布置
what we use at home and our decorations
能够都叫人感觉这里有神
that we will help people see that there's God in there
如果人能够与我们接触
when people have contact with us
能够从我们身上感觉跟你讲话叫你遇见神
That they will feel that they have met the Lord when they talk to you.
这叫做真的敬虔。
This is real godliness.
我想我弟兄写了这句话很多年前，他那时候才25岁，他已经能够看到这件事情。
He was only 25 years old when he wrote this, and he can already see that.
这句话给我有很多的提醒。
These words are great reminders for me.
So we should encourage each other to learn how to see God in different environments so that people can see God.
That we should encourage one another and learn how to let other people see Christ.
You know, if we forget these things, we very easily, like in verse 7, say, "Often learn, eventually cannot understand the truth."
If we ignore these things, it will be very difficult to do what verse 7 says, always learning and never, it will be like what verse 7 says, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
因为这些所爱的，我们的生活会成为我们最大成长的拦阻。
Because our life and what we love becomes the greatest hindrance to our growth in Christ.
所以我们发在这里发现，我的时间差不多哈，我来总结一下。这个神今天第一件事情是要我们信他。
The first thing God wants us is to believe in Him.
我们感谢主，我们一年都有两次，都有一些弟兄姊妹能够受浸归入主的名下。
We are very thankful that we have at least once or twice a year, people believing, and coming under the name of the Lord.
第二个是神要我们是爱他。
The second thing is the Lord wants us to love Him.
因为我们要爱他，我们才会经历他，才会享受到主的好。
If we love Him, then we will experience Him, and we will experience His goodness.
你不爱他，你很难讲说我的好处不在你以外。
If we do not love Him, we cannot say that our good is, we have no good apart from Him.
陈锡仁弟兄，我们上次给大家看的影片哈，他也提过，他说这个神不勉强我们。
We see Brother Chen said that the Lord does not force us.
下礼拜我们要继续再看他的影片，在交通。
Next week we will continue to watch that video.
他说他讲了，他说一个小孩不吃奶，你没办法怎么塞个奶瓶下去也没用的。
If a baby refused milk, it is very difficult for you to force the bottle on them.
所以爸爸妈妈做一件事，捏住他的鼻子，嘴巴就自动打开，你就塞得进去。
And what the parents do is if they pinch the nose, then naturally the mouth will open.
那我们不用说哈，我们神绝对就不抓你的鼻子了。
Well, the Lord is not going to do that.
他要是你自己愿意打开你的嘴巴，神就要主就工作了。
The Lord wants us to open our mouth by ourselves, and then He will start working.
所爱的事也反映我心的事情。
What we love shows what's in our heart.
所以我早一段我跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我有个负担愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通，在主里面切实的成长。
And I have this burden to fellowship with you how to grow spiritually.
所以有机会我想有些弟兄姊妹都有这个一两次的机会，在家里还是在分组的时候有看过倪弟兄交通的那篇文章。
We know that we have read the work of Brother Ni regarding this.
真正的长进，我们弟兄交通乃是有东西从你身上放下来。
Real growth is when there's something within you that is let go.
因为我们被霸占的东西实在太多。
Because we have been occupied and bound by so many things.
有些是你周围的人知道，有些只有你自己知道你什么占有你的。
Sometimes other people might know, but sometimes only you know what is binding you.
我们一向想的话，我长进就是神在我里面加增。
We usually think that when we grow, the Lord increases in us.
但其实有一个真正的长进，乃是我身上有些东西减掉。
But there is the real growth. It is what we let go.
所以如果我们真的在主面前能够要长的话，求主在我们身上能够使我们愿意放下，如果他光照我们该放下。
So when the Lord shows us what we need to let go, we should let go.
有一些我想就下一次再跟弟兄，我所愿意再跟弟兄姊妹交通。
So the rest I will share next time.
我只愿意跟弟兄姊妹唱一节诗歌，好不好？翻到365首。那这首诗歌也能够帮助我们最少有个心愿，愿意 let go 放下。求你拣选我的道路。 词怎么写啊？求你拣选听我们向你呼求的神，主，但愿我们能够越过愿意把我们自己摆在你的手中，主，因为你何等的爱我们，主，你一定负我们的责任，所以主啊，但愿我们今天所交通的，主，救我们脱离这危险的日子。我们发现上面所讲的赐福都是我们的写照，所以主啊，救我们从一个一个影响我们爱你的事情中能够出来，主啊，一年一年的过去，但也这一年是我们蒙你厚恩的一年，在一年的开始，愿主对我们说话， 给我们强烈的心愿，主，我们愿意真正的有行动的，在我们生活中有改变的，来给你知道，主，我们真实要来爱你的，主，帮助我们，以致我们能够说，有些我们放不了手，我们能够跟主说，主啊，我们愿意你为我拣选我该走的路，我放不下，但主啊 ，make me willing， 帮助我愿意来放下，主给我能够真的看见，我一切的好处，我一切的丰富都不在你以外，主，更多得着我们。谢谢你早晨的时间，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。学生的祷告。